AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump stays on the ballot. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling this morning that Donald Trump's name should remain on Colorado's state ballot despite his participation on January 6th. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports from Washington.
It's the unanimous opinion of the High Court overturning the Colorado ruling. All nine justices say they agree. It's not for individual states to decide when the 14th Amendment applies to federal candidates and federal office holders. The court says the terms of the amendment speak only to enforcement by Congress. This ruling ends the debate, and it means that despite the findings of judges or officials in Colorado, Maine, and most recently Illinois, that he engaged in insurrection, Donald Trump will remain on the ballot.
Colorado's attorney general issuing a statement minutes ago saying in accordance with this decision, Trump is an eligible candidate. The ruling comes one day ahead of Super Tuesday when 15 states, including Colorado, go to the polls. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's Friday decision not to revisit the state's congressional maps is a win for Republicans. Democrats wanted the High Court to order new maps. No reason was given for the brief order. There's also no word on where any individual justices stand. Republicans hold six of Wisconsin's eight U.S. House seats. Suburban women in Wisconsin will have a lot to say about who wins the race for president in November. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha yesterday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison Wednesday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. If your pet bites another person or animal, you could soon face stricter penalties. City alders are considering an ordinance to mandate strict supervision of a dangerous pet. Currently, pet owners can face a $500 fine after a bite. The city could also mandate a stronger metal fence be built to keep the animal away from the public. The ordinance change will be introduced to the Common Council Tuesday night. As it begins to feel like spring in South Central Wisconsin, the State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to check their trees for spongy moths. They say that the current outbreak of the invasive species is expected to continue throughout the next year. You should look for egg clusters on your trees and put up barrier bands made of tape and Vaseline around the trunk. If you continue to see spongy moths later this spring, you should consider pesticides. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, WMDX News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch of last year's playoff series, and this time Milwaukee on top 10-4 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Over the weekend, the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, able to play some as the designated hitter for the first time since suffering a torn ACL a year ago while still with the Phillies. Hoskins, on how soon will he be able to play at first base?
Today went well, but I've learned that it's always about how it goes tomorrow. So, I'm thinking soon, right? We're now in March. Got to get my legs underneath me and be able to play in the field. So I don't know the exact day, but I'm hoping soon.
College basketball, the Badgers with another loss, this time 91-83 to Illinois. They face Rutgers on Thursday. NBA, the Bucks holding a special Sunday practice session to work on some more of their defense.
Really just trying to get better at everything we've put in, you know, address some slippage areas.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 AM and 92.7 FM WMVX.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Time, just like the BS that we see going on with the other impeachment, there is nothing more than BS, and we know that you can't have something that is built on a house of cards. We know that there is no foundation. So the fact that we even showed up today and we showed up early, and it wasn't to make sure that we could keep the lights in the government open, that's not why we showed up early. We showed up early because they wanted to take an opportunity to take punches at the president's son.
Yes. Jasmine Crockett. Sexy Liberal. Very, very excited. Can I have my Sexy Liberal music? In case you missed the big announcement, what's wrong with you? Live Nation.
If Hal Sparks could get up early for the announcement, you could have too.
Live Nation is producing Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour, coming to 15 cities. Tickets go on sale Thursday.
Well, tickets go on sale on Friday for the general admission.
Yes.
But if you have the secret code KEY, K-E-Y, you can go to sexyliberal.com on Thursday, enter that code in, and you get super early access to the
All
tickets.
Right. Do you want me to do Fine American Music so you can do Howard Dean? Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Here we go. Kicking off April 13th in Minneapolis, then we're coming to Philadelphia, Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. next year.
Yeah, right. Remember when you couldn't be president because you yelled a little too loud in the microphone?
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the Gary Hart movie. Remember he got a picture taken with one woman that wasn't his wife, and he was bye, gone. And now you're going to think this is funny. This is a convicted rapist with like 91 felony counts. It's out on bail. Okay. That's also, we're not really sure. Brain damage, demented, something. Okay. Just thought we'd bring you up to date.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Give me some more. I need some more Jasmine Crockett directly in my veins. Thank you.
And I am going to re-urge the American people to recognize we're talking about his son. We're talking about someone who is an actual citizen, just a regular, schmegular citizen. We're not talking about somebody who could not pass a background check, yet somehow ended up being appointed to his administration. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a son that was struggling, a son that lost his mom, a son that lost his brother, a son that lost his sister, a son that has had a father that has been in politics since he was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Meanwhile, what's the Boebert son, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
He's
awful.
Do I have allegedly all the details of that?
There is so much that he was arrested on.
Right. Yes, I have. So wasn't there an underage
sex tape?
This really is like the Palins of the Rockies.
Yes. Oh, here's some fun facts you might not know. Carlos tweets, in 2019, Jason Boebert, that mm-hmm. would be the
is he
husband
another one?
That's been arrested. He's the husband that's been arrested a couple of times. And he's the one that whipped his D out in front of teenage girls at the bowling alley.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. That guy. In 2019, he had no income. In 2020, after Lauren was elected, he was hired by Terra Energy Partners and paid an annual salary of $460,000
a
year. Terra has a heavy presence in Lauren Boebert's district. When can we expect a congressional investigation into this matter?
Yeah, I'd like to take a look-see. How about Judge McAfee check that out down in Georgia?
How do you get almost 500 G a year and your experience is looking... Oh, you whipped your D out at a bowling alley in front of teenage girls.
I mean, what?
Okay, please, come on in. Is 500,000 okay for you or...
Has he ever worked for an energy company before in his life?
No, don't be ridiculous. Okay. Where are we? Mimi Rocha, one of our legal ladies, tweets, seems we have lost the forest for the trees. It's not just this should go to trial before election so voters have all the information, or Trump is winning the delay game. The federal charges must go to trial before elections, or he will never be subject to the criminal process for them, because he will ensure that they disappear by any means necessary if he is elected. No other person in the U.S. has that power or would use it in that way. He would if elected. That's what's at stake.
And we just act like that's normal, you know, like that's normal. Everyone knows, like, oh, he will just, that is, we are so beyond normal at this point. I don't,
okay. And Way Cool, Fine American, tweets, looks like the American people will have to stand up again. Kick not only Trumpy Dumpty and anti-women's health care, child-slaughtering, gun-nut Republicans to the curb once again. Remember when Biden won and people danced in the streets? Let's do it again. We'll be wild. Yeah, that'll be wild. That'll be a party. A par and a tay. Mm-hmm. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kevin. Welcome.
Well, good morning, all. And, hello. Of course, the news that y'all are coming to D.C. is most pleasurable.
Yes.
Most wonderful.
Yes.
Most fantastic.
Yes.
That's the weekend before inauguration.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes. On my birthday.
That'll
be
the last one. Time,
yeah.
Yeah, the last time you came around an inauguration, wonderful things happened.
Yes.
Hopefully... my mask will be off and it can be repeated.
Yes.
I don't know what I meant by that.
Are you too old to carry me now, like when you once carried me across the ballroom in D.C.?
Oh,
can you carry me up the aisle?
Absolutely not.
I am
not too old.
Didn't Alec Baldwin skip out on you last time you were
in
D.C.?
Yes.
Okay.
But Kevin did not skip out.
Right.
But his knees are creakier now, so I don't know if he can still carry me.
Yes. I just hope you get as close to me as you did that last time.
Yes.
Made it worthwhile.
Yes. Yes.
But you know what we were talking about how the news is done. If you already reported that, then as Emily Latella would say, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear that their favorite boogeyman, Soros, it's actually been about a couple of weeks now. He is actually, him and his group is actually buying up at least 200 radio stations, I hear, with the sole purpose of affecting the elections.
Huh? Okay, hopefully we will be on some of those.
I'm not sure if that's true.
I think I ran that by the guy that owns the show. We will check that information. I'm not sure if that's true.
He hasn't done it yet. He's in talks to do it.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's speed that up.
Oh, you heard that as well.
Let's talk faster. Yeah. I did specifically ask about that, and I don't know that's true.
Yes. Rich Uncle Moneybags would know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Tristan Snell says massive news. DOJ says 60-day rule does not apply to Trump trials because he's already been indicted. Thank you. So the Trump federal trials can happen even if they run into September, October. Drastically increases the odds that Trump is tried and convicted before the election. I still have a dream today, Jody Hamilton.
Okay.
I know it's a long shot, but I'm like, wouldn't this be fantastic if this backfires on him spectacularly and, you know, he achieves delay, but... only to the extent that it ends up being like right before the election. Mm-hmm. T and then a he is my point. This was stated by the DOJ in the documents case, Tristan says, to Judge Cannon regarding the trial calendar. It applies equally to the D.C. January 6 case before Judge Chutkan. For background, the 60-day rule is an internal DOJ policy not to go forward with cases against elected officials or candidates within 60 days of an election. Up till now, it was unclear how the 60-day rule would be applied to the Trump trials. Now we know. It's like, as I kept saying, we didn't, you know, get these trials in the middle of his election. He decided to do his campaign in the middle of already having been indicted on, you know, whatever. What is it now? 91 counts. Sorry, I've lost track.
Angry staffer says, I hope folks understand how this DOJ 60-day window not applying to Trump is. That means the DOJ is willing to try these cases into September, October, and early November. It makes the SCOTUS delay much less daunting in raising the likelihood of a pre-election conviction. Well, I think we already know he's going to be convicted in the New York election interference case. Let's go to Larry in Albuquerque.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Steph. So glad you're coming to Albuquerque. I'll be getting my tickets as soon as I can.
Me too. Santa Fe, but, get over there. Santa Fe, go. You know, we go back and forth between.
Well, I was going to say, what would be cool is, hey, couldn't you get Albuquerque girl?
Dana Goldberg.
To join us on Thursday. Dana's
if she's around.
Here.
If she's around.
Maybe. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for coming to Albuquerque. We appreciate it. Met you guys last time you were here.
Now, it's a left turn.
Left turn at Albuquerque.
Left
turn at
Albuquerque.
You've never heard that joke.
Left point.
Left point at Albuquerque. Yeah.
Albuquerque.
Yeah. All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, honey. You too. Dean in L.A. I think this might be Bryce Canyon, our entertainment reporter.
Okay.
Hello, Dean.
Good morning, everybody. So great to hear from you. That's the wonderful news about the upcoming Liberal Save America tour. Woo! I have to gas up the Jetta, get my red carpet dry cleaned, and see you out there on the road. Although, I got to say, Chris, that super secret code is, I'm not sure it's all that secret. I mean, super secret would be like me having a poster of Wink Martindale stapled above my bed. But other than that, I'm totally marvelous.
It was super secret right up until the second he said it on our national radio show. By the way, the other exciting thing, the Orpheum Theater in L.A., that's the first time we played the Orpheum, which is a fantastic
theater. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful. A lot of the theaters we're coming to are so amazing. We're very excited.
The Orpheum Theater, if you've ever watched American Idol, that's where they have Hollywood Week.
Yeah.
So you see it every year on American Idol. It's really cool.
We're like, we're all saying, like, we've been doing this on ourselves. We're like a little show that could for 13 years. Like, we're going, this is like a real professional tour. Like, Live Nation is so amazing. Yes. And on it, we're like, oh my God, is this what a professional tour is? The theaters are amazing. Like, they are amazing to work with already. That's why it's been so long before we could make this announcement, because they want everything up and on sale before we do the announcement. So as Chris said, Thursday they go on sale for pre-sale. So
and the Arizona
in every city, all 15 cities.
The Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix, that's a big theater.
Yeah.
Like big rock and pop shows play there.
Yeah,
and
well, sexy
so
liberals, get on it, man. Get on those tickets.
Tickets go on sale on Friday.
Live Nation's very bullish on us, so let's bring it, man. Michelangelo Signorelli, speaking of sexy liberals, tweets, another New York Times poll telling people they don't like Biden after telling them for weeks why they shouldn't like Biden, and no acknowledgement from them, as their analyst has admitted in recent weeks that Trump is underperforming the polls. And we are overperforming in every place where people actually vote. Mm-hmm. So don't let them, right? Mm-hmm. Michelangelo also said, and we're supposed to believe that Trump and Biden are now even with women at 46%, with more women moving toward Trump than in their last poll after win since Roe and after the recent IVF disaster. Yeah, I'm not buying it either. And one last one, Charlotte Clymer said, folks, I say this with love. Polls this far out from the presidential election are damn near worthless. If they're really good for driving cable news discourse and pundits who benefit from cable news discourse, then that's about it. It's March. I guarantee you the polls, for better or worse, will look different in May, and those will look different for better or worse from those in July. Stop needlessly stressing yourself out over something that has a very short self-life. It ain't worth it. And every, as I said, every good one that comes out, you just never hear. It just drops like a tree in a forest. It's just that they don't.
Except for on this program.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm happy clapping.
You amplify it.
Thank you. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh, my God. Do I just need to Genucel up for a 15-city tour? It's good. Hopefully it won't be like, you know, each city will be like an aging. Because I have to bring enough to pack my Genucel for sure. Right? I'll be like the beginning and end of a presidency at the end of the 15 cities.
Yeah. like fresh faced Obama, and then
lady
Obama.
From Titanic. Yeah. All right. Jen Yussel, I'm telling you, they're always coming up with new stuff because they truly love what they do. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle cream from Jen Yussel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. Jodi Hamilton uses it, and she posts makeup-free, you know, photos on the social medias.
I hardly ever wear makeup.
Yeah, well, look at you, because you're genuceled. You're freshly genuceled, like a baby's ass every day. That's how young. Genucel XV, my favorite. That is my base, Chris, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. I start with that every morning. I do the Gen 90 around my eyes and my forehead wrinkles, right? You got frown lines, forehead wrinkles. Gen 90 NXV on special sale now at GenuCell.com. Included in the bestseller package, the best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear. Go now, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last. Press free shipping. That's GenuCell.com/Stephanie. GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
Moving on to new business, what active unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You gotta tame those.
Domesticated potatoes.
You really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
World Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yawn. Trump rages, you're fired, at Biden, and tells fans to vote early in flurry of primary videos. Someone just tweeted, Super Tuesday has never mattered less.
It really
it's
has
super,
never.
Though. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's never mattered
yeah,
less.
Yeah, it looks
though.
Cute in this hat.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Trump tweeted about presidential immunity. Aaron Rupar says, if this argument is legitimate, what would stop Biden from canceling the election and declaring himself president for life? I think Joyce, was it Joyce Vance?
I think
actually put out there. Like, Biden should say, we're going to wait till we have his trials are done. So do the American people have the information? I mean, I know it won't happen. I'm just, you know.
You're just fantasizing here?
Yes. Okay. Kristen Johnson, the fantastic actress and friend of the Stephanie Miller Show, tweets, fantastic, terrifying, informative article on Trump's clear mental decline. We've been talking about that all morning as well. This is from Salon. Is that if there is a social taboo, especially among the news media, that is limiting our much-needed discussions on these type of health issues as seen with politicians and other leaders, it reads, I don't want to say the mainstream media is covering up Trump's cognitive disability, but they certainly aren't covering like the five-star alarm fire it is. The media will show Trump being combative and saying something outrageous and his audience reacting to it, but they are consistently not showing the parts of Trump's speeches and interviews where his eyes go blank, his jaw goes slack, he looks confused, he slurs words, he uses non-words, he can't finish a sentence, he rambles, he confabulates, he babbles incoherently. That's what should make the 6 o'clock news. Doesn't the media have a duty to warn the public that the man who wants the nuclear codes back, not including the ones he probably stole, is publicly displaying unimpeachable evidence of a broken and deteriorating brain? Thank you, whoever wrote that in Salon.
Salon.
Yes, Mr. Salon. Uh-huh. Hi, Barney in Michigan. Hiya.
Hiya.
Go ahead.
Listen, I wish I could be all jovial and fun and stuff, but I haven't listened to any news since Thursday or Friday, including you guys, and or Sirius. Sorry, but I don't, you know. Okay, I understand and I've heard the points for why we shouldn't get depressed, blah blah blah. You know, the intricacies of the ruling, blah blah blah. But the fact that that the inferior court, including the liberals, have crapped on the 14th Amendment, I don't see the upside of them doing that with any kind of codicils or any other kind of deep reasoning, because that just means that they will do the same to anything else in the Constitution. Am I wrong?
Well, no. I mean, I think the fact that it was a unanimous decision is depressing to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most legal experts thought this is the way it was going to go, just, you know, because of the
questioning.
I think, you know, Barney, I think is more important to me is the fact that it seems like they're even contemplating giving Trump some sort of limited immunity. I mean, I think everyone knows
it would be a bridge too far to go. Yes, any president can order SEAL Team 6 to kill their political opponents, but they still could try to give, which would once again be a ruling that just Trump is above the law. If they try to do some narrow immunity that, oh, yes, Trump is immune in this particular case, that would, you know, suck, in my opinion.
I go back to what Jennifer Palmieri said last week,
which is
it's dangerous to depend on any court case to help us win the election. We have to get out there and vote. Yeah. Simple as that.
And again, people would say, we did that already.
Well, we have to do it again. Got to do it again.
JoJo from Jurors tweets, okay, MAGA, I know facts are as useful to you as a Beyonce country song, an Eminem that doesn't want to you, and a dictionary, but it doesn't make them any less true, so here goes. Kindergartens are not being groomed. Kids are not being groomed in kindergarten to be furries and make to do their pee-pees in litter boxes. Sorry, no matter what your uncle, cooters, co-workers, cousin, daughter, who's a teacher, and shoot your dinner somewhere said, it ain't true. Where is Shoot Your Dinner Somewhere located? What state is that in? Arkansas, I think.
Pennsylvania.
29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Volunteers from all over Wisconsin are joining the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu in the Manitowoc area. He was last reported seen on February 20th. Two Rivers police say they focused search efforts on rural areas in Manitowoc County this weekend. Time is running out for now for state lawmakers to help people in Wisconsin whose water supplies are polluted with PFAS chemicals. State Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says it appears Governor Evers and Republicans are still too far apart on state regulatory powers.
I don't know if we're going to get there yet, but at a bottom line, they should be releasing the $125 million they have to help combat so people can turn on their taps and have clean drinking water.
Hesselbein at a WISP Politics luncheon last week. The legislative session is winding down. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. If you get a call from someone saying they're a Fitchburg police officer, you should just hang up. Fitchburg police say that they got a call last week about a phone scam from someone pretending to be an officer. The caller told the person that they had missed a court date. Fitchburg police say that if you ever get a call from someone claiming to be a law enforcement officer, it is a scam and you should hang up immediately. The playground at Manchester Park on the west side could be getting some upgrades, and city leaders want your input on what those upgrades should look like. Madison Park's officials will hold a public input meeting virtually on Wednesday night. The meeting will include a larger discussion about the playground before attendees break into groups to share their ideas. City leaders hope to install the new playground equipment later this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
What he's doing, he knows what he can't do. I'm telling you that this is a waste of time and we need to get back to this people's work. I am tired. The Republicans are gonna lose the House and y'all run this back for them when they do. They're gonna lose the House because they have lost focus of what our job is, and our job is to take care of the American people, and that's the last thing that they've done.
Jasmine Crocker. Okay, 34 minutes after the hour. Yeah, that's the kind of energy we need. That is the kind of rock star energy we need going into 2024. By the way, Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. I just have to say, it does take a village. And Jody Hamilton and her fantastically beautiful husband, Lonnie, are part of that village. They showed up on a Friday. Yes, I lured them with champagne and my crack popcorn. But we did a fashion show with new Sexy Liberal dresses. And I'm just saying, they had actual cards. And Lonnie has exquisite fashion sense. And the ones that he, because mostly we got nines and tens, but the couple of eights, I sent those two back.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I think I gave you a seven once.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that he said.
Did it have long stringy beads on it?
No, none of them did.
It was hilarious. They had literal cards.
Did it look like a Charleston dress? Charleston.
I have several of those.
Do you really?
Yeah, yes. I have several of those.
Jody looks good in anything. Okay. She's not normal. She's not a normal person. Okay. Erica tweets, so naive to have ever thought that learning to live with COVID meant utilizing the tools we now have to minimize COVID's impacts. It literally just means learning to live with COVID all around us all the time. Did I mention... Oh, hang on, one last one. Dr. Tran, imagine if instead of making COVID isolation guidelines as weak as the flu, we approved combo rapid tests like this and made them free and available for everyone so that people could tell how long they need to isolate based on science and not on feelings, whatever the pathogen is. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Did I mention, Greg, you live in a society?
Who are
Don't
these people?
Don't be a D. Don't go back to work or around other people at 24 hours after you get COVID. Okay, sorry.
Don't be a D.
Yes.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
I mean, by the way, if you don't think Trump killed enough of us, I mean, literally, that's what he's talking about, is defunding schools that require any vaccines. Great. Bringing back alley abortions and polio.
And measles.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean, look what's going on in Florida. Yeah.
And can I just tell you something else? You are going to be dying in some foreign war because he will let Putin and Netanyahu do whatever they want. And that is going to end up costing American troops. I'm telling you, in American blood and treasure. It is a disaster of epic proportions. Okay. And scene. All right. Dr. Jessica Tarloff is doing the Lord's work over there on the Fox News.
She's a doctor?
Yeah. Yes, she is, talking about the Georgia case.
I love days when you guys think that you're describing Joe Biden, but you're actually describing Donald Trump. So the person who didn't want the American people to be able to speak in 2020 was Donald Trump, and he had his team of crackpot lawyers fan out across the country to bring frivolous lawsuits when there had been recount after recount to make sure that the American public was disenfranchised and that we wouldn't know how Georgia voted and we wouldn't know how Arizona voted.
Mm-hmm. One more, Dr. Carl.
Then he called up people to put pressure on them to find him 11,000 plus votes in Georgia. We know he did it in Michigan. Ronna McDaniel helped him out with that. That is the threat to democracy, and that's what this case is about.
Thank you, Jessica. Jody, if that Tristan Snell tweet was up my ass, I know where it is.
Which one? You sent a few.
just about this, you know, ruling on Fannie Willis this week. Okay. But he was saying exactly, because I actually thanked him on Threads. I said, thank you, Tristan. I've been asking this question every day, is how does this even happen? Right. That the judge allows someone on the defense, particularly based on gossip, put the prosecutor on trial on TV before, you know, the actual crooks go on trial. And he, because he had posted about that, this should have happened in judges' chambers, behind closed doors, in a few minutes. This should have been, because, you know, the answer to my question is they would have to address it. If you have a complaint from the defense, he has to address it, but not like what looked like a trial on TV that he knew was going to be salacious and digging around in a black lady's panties, as Frangela mm-hmm. said. The whole thing, it just makes me.
I just think I'm going to burst.
Please use that bucket.
Okay.
Do that.
Oh, that's full. Okay, let's.
Oh, great.
Let's go to Sharon in Denver City by the Bay.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, just real quick, I wondered what you guys' opinion was, but on the Supreme Court immunity, I don't think they're going to make a ruling this year because if they did, President Joe could be a dictator.
Right. It's hard to know because apparently they're going to, before Super Tuesday, they're going to give a, you know, Donald Trump a boost by, you know, this ruling today. Yeah. So,
well, I think if they rule now before the election, next year they'll vote no if Joe wins. And yes, if a Republican wins.
Isn't that sad that we all know how political they've gotten, mm-hmm. that they're not a legal body anymore? Numerous reporters flagged this notice yesterday as really unusual and curious, you know, talking about the announcement, which came already today. With Colorado's primary taking place on Tuesday, it would seem quite likely they will decide the Trump ballot eligibility case. Based on oral arguments, seems unlikely, obviously, they would kick him off, which is what happened. But Norm Eisen said, why pick the day before Super Tuesday to give Trump a likely big judicial win? It's like an in-kind campaign contribution. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is sad, what our caller just said, that we all kind of figure they're just going to do whatever helps Trump, whether it's speed it up or slow it down or whatever it is they need to do. And it's just sad, sad. Okay.
Sad.
So should we play just a little bit of Donald's dementia? This would be him mistaking Biden for Obama. This
again.
Is about the fifth time he's mm-hmm. done this.
And Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word today. You heard that, nuclear. He's starting to talk nuclear weapons today.
The crowd actually did. They do get silent at times when they're like, what is he? Obama? Okay, and then this is the one thing, Jody, I think we can all agree on is this next one.
Ding. Boom, this is me. I hear. Bing.
He had hand gestures
oh
with that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Chris's face. Can't we agree that bing, boom? Yeah.
That's what him. He hears in his head is bing,
that's him.
Wasn't,
bing,
wasn't
boom.
That the imaginary character in Inside Out?
One of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one who died?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay,
oh,
and
no,
this
I'm
is his
cry.
This is his Pee Wee Herman segment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I meant to do that.
All right.
It just, I could picture him wiping out on the big mm-hmm. bike.
I meant to do that.
This is him. Oh, he purposely mixes up Nikki Haley with Nancy mm-hmm. Pelosi, which he's done that
a million times now.
Right. Like, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I have to be very, very careful. We have many of them. I purposely mix up like a name like Bird Brand. You know who Bird Brand is, right, Nikki? With Nancy Pelosi. I put them in because they're interchangeable in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not what happened.
No.
Oh, did you see he's shortened her nickname to Bird? I call her Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls her Bird.
Nobody.
Nobody does. Okay.
And except I have to say, I shouldn't say this about a semi-Republican, but I think Pelosi's probably a little bit smarter, actually.
Oh, my God.
Too bad to say. But you know what? So you interchange them, and then they go out with source. I cannot be sarcastic, so I tried not to be. I just did that thing for the first time in like 2 weeks because it's a disaster. Guaranteed, the fake news, the enemy of the people, uh-huh. will say he could not find his way off the stage.
That happens
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot of video of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and one more.
And they say, always trying to demean, well, MAGA really represents 48% of the Republican Party. No, it represents 96% and maybe 100%. We're getting rid of the Romneys of the world.
Uh-oh.
We want to get Romneys and those out. But they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. We're the only ones. This is the greatest movement in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, even Argentina.
Ball six is what now?
What, Chris?
I love Michael Steele just went off on that.
Yeah, he did.
Clip. He said, game on, Trump, game on. I've been in this party since 1976. If anyone's the biggest rhino, it's you. We're coming for you. So just so you understand, you drew the line, baby. I'm stepping up to it, and a whole lot of Republicans out there, at least 40% or more, are stepping up to that line, too. So you need to chill on that. Just on notice, you bring it, baby. You want to punk? Let's punk, baby. Let's go on. He's such a nerd. Let's punk?
Does that even mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Carrie Lake is finding this out. This is what Trump is saying. We don't want you.
And right.
Do you think any of these Haley voters are going to vote for him? No. This is what Carrie Lake is saying. Get out, right. McCain voters. We don't need you. You know, and so they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's Carrie Lake whining, as she does. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
15.
Okay. Yes, 15. Pardon.
Well, sadly, there's been a huge eight-year smear campaign on President Trump. It's been a brainwashing campaign unlike we've ever seen, never seen, by the media to continuously run nonstop negative stories, lies, and slanderous stories on President Trump and his family. And, it's hard to push back on when that's all you hear about a person.
What?
It affects people. And sadly, some people still believe what they see in the fake news media.
All they do on the right is cry.
Oh, they're such whiny little
Jesus.
Bitches. How about this whopper that Trump dropped? He said there's a poll showing a whopping 82% of the country believes the 2020 election was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I was saying about how, the Hollywood numbers we do is the biggest non-Jewish holiday opening post-Labor Day pre-Hanukkah fictional animated
in
short
April.
Ever.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Right. The right-leaning National Examiner said there was a public religion research institute that did a American values survey. That poll found that 82% of, quote, Republicans who most trust Fox News either completely agree or mostly agree the election was stolen.
But they all wear green on Sundays.
Right. So that's the poll he's referring to.
It's a very, very broad number.
Swath of the electorate. Woo! Scared now. Let's go to Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment how we just saw with the Supreme Court ruling that Garland and Smith and the Justice Department are completely ill-prepared and to deal with the situation. That the Supreme Court's ruling was very predictable as soon as they refused to take the case directly. They should have had a response immediately ready to go. They should have been filing for indictments for any elected official that was involved in January 6th. The process, right when that announcement was made, when you indict somebody, you can make all kinds of statements about all the stuff they did.
Yeah.
They could demand the Supreme Court provide a reason that they're not accepting the circuit court's decision. That,
they haven't decided that
it was very sound.
Yeah, we don't have the
immunity. We don't have the immunity. This is the 14th
Amendment thing.
Yeah.
You don't have the immunity.
No, the immunity thing's still on hold till April.
Oh, by the way, 13, I missed them.
Yeah.
Is this him sucking up to another? Okay,
got it.
They went MAGA. Argentina, great guy. He's a big Trump guy. He loves Trump. I love him because he loves Trump. When he called, I took his call. Anybody that loves me, I like them.
Of course. Any brutal, thuggish, murderous dictator.
That's narcissism.
Yeah, just a bit.
Anyone that likes me, I like. It's fantastic.
How dare you say that Michael Steele is a little bit nerdy?
He's big.
Oh, yes. Here she is. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
He's a nerd.
Giant nerd. He's a nerd. Seth in L.A. Hello, Seth.
Hello, everyone. I want to get a T-shirt that says I may be a filthy homo, but I'm not a D.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not a bag of D's.
I want to point out some real inconsistencies about the poll so that everyone calms down a bit,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
The poll in the Times shows Trump with a one-point advantage with women, putting him 1 point over the 11 points Biden won women by in 2020, saying there's a 12-point swing towards Trump since 2020 in women because of what, Dobbs?
Yeah. No, I know. That's nope, what someone
no else. Sense.
Yeah.
How about winning the poll showing Biden winning independents by 4 points and voters who dislike both Trump and Biden by 12 points, and yet he's still losing to Trump?
Yeah, and young voters by 26 points in the latest poll. None of it makes sense. 48 minutes after the hour, pardon me, this portion of the show brought to you by my Cozy Earth jammies and bath towels on the way, duvet covers on the way. I am so excited. So soft, so luxurious, made from viscose from bamboo.
You're going to have to take those jammies on the road with you.
I am totally going to bring my Cozy Earth jammies.
Uh-huh.
And I have the long sleeve and the short shorts and the long pants. So, because we're doing this tour forever.
Well, so yeah.
I need Cozy Earth pajamas for every season for 15 dates. Oh, my God, what have I done? Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, try it, wash it. If you're not completely in love, send it back for within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, jammies, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Transportation.
This portion of the show brought to you by the question, is there enough morning kick in the world to get me through a 15-city sexy liberal tour? We'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, all I know is it's helped me on my bicycle.
Uh-huh.
I am riding faster, keeping up with the crew. I'm hiking better. So I'm just going to have to say it's going to power me through 15 cities because I already said yes. Okay. Morning kick. 10 supplements in one, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. That's my favorite. It's been a game changer for me. It's not your average drink. It has stuff for your joints in there, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger and lie about your age, like I do, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Can I just say once again, Vice President Harris, fantastic. Mm-hmm. She was fantastic. Here she is this weekend talking about women's issues.
On the one hand, these extremists tell women they do not have the freedom to end an unwanted pregnancy. And on the other hand, these extremists tell women they do not have the freedom to start a family. Let us agree. One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
Thank you. I thought she was great on the Middle East. Thank God we got some aid in. Here she was.
This will get the hostages out and get a significant amount of aid in. This would allow us to build something more enduring, to ensure Israel is secure, and to respect the right of the Palestinian people to dignity, freedom, and self-determination.
I love
guy.
That one guy. He's super enthusiastic.
He's so enthusiastic.
But our people are smart and enthusiastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Trumps are like, purg! Okay. Oh, or this, like, do we have to hear this lady again? 16. How about this lady?
Yeah, she's fantastic, isn't she?
Dumb bitch.
Pardon? What is it about President Trump that you need back in our society right now?
He's a man with morals. He stands for what he means, and he means what he says. And that's exactly what's gotten America into the situation that we're in. People make promises.
Shut up, you dumb bitch. Oh, my God. He has the most morals of any rapist, 91 felony count, lifelong fraud of anyone I know. Dumb sack of hair. Okay.
Goodness.
Did I mention Trump lost to Nikki Haley by 30 points in D.C.? Trump's campaign said she's crowned queen of the swamp. And he called her a... Oh, he shortened it to bird. Hang on.
Bird.
Bird brain spent all her time, money, and effort. Oh, he meant to do it. He meant to not win D.C. Bird brain's a loser.
Rock and roll performance in virtually every state. I enjoy watching the bird. Bird.
Bird is the
bird
word.
Bird pledged to the RNC in her statement that she would never run against President Trump, a great president.
Oh, I see. He added his own unsolicited testimonial to himself at the end of his.
He is our favorite president, according to him.
By the way, they are bullying even each other. It's so it was so scary. Trump fans at Missouri caucus literally attacked fellow Republicans that were caucusing for Nikki Haley. There were people shaking and crying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we may not even have to do anything. They may just get rid of themselves before we even get to the general. Whatever. Okay. Sexy Liberal announcement, everybody. SexyLiberal.com. Pre-sale tickets on sale on Thursday. General admission on Friday. Mm-hmm.
Secret code is key.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.